seconds.
So if I can keep myself from getting arrested, I will.
So we have Mother Liberty here with Son Liberty. How are you guys enjoying the direct democracy happening out here?
It's amazing.
Oh, amazing. Here we are in our own hometown.
As inspiring as anything available to the youth of today.
Inspiring as anything else. More inspiring than TV, I suppose.
To be sure, at least. I wouldn't take that to compare it to, but yeah.
Exactly.
There's a real sense that of everywhere on the planet, right now, this is where it's at. This is where we can make the most difference. This is where we can most positively affect our future. And people are becoming more invested in, like, having, you know, a world that their grandkids can actually survive in. The prospects that, you know, the world as it is right now, if left to its own devices, are really unappealing. And we're not just going to let it happen anymore.
Yeah, and what was the question?
You know, I was just asking about direct democracy here and what could be more inspiring than this. And he was saying that this is the most inspiring thing in the world.
Yeah. Tonight at least.
Tonight at least, for now. So you went down to the Republican National Convention.
And
this is your hometown. And the same issues that brought you here brought you out here tonight?
It's think globally, act locally. And to remind people that their hometown is where they can make the most difference. That's really important.
To act locally. We have someone climbing a flagpole, taking the flag down. Successfully so. Well, you guys look beautiful out here as a mother and son team, and I wish more mothers would accompany their children out here. What would it take to get mothers to come out with their children?
Yeah, well, we got to find a way that we can get the grandmas and the kids and the strollers and the whole people who care about what democracy stands for. We got to get out in the streets because there's a lot at stake here.
Have you met a lot of mothers out here?
I've met quite a few people from my generation. There's a good cross-section of folks here.
It's like the 60s, but now this time the parents are on our side.
Exactly. It's the same issues for all of us.
And frankly, my grandparents are also very, very active politically and, you know, socially. And when I have kids, they're going to be. I can already tell, you know?
How did your mom pass it on to you? In what ways did she give you your radical vision?
By giving me exposure to the truth. The truth is in some hands very dangerous, in some people's eyes. And it's like, well, yes, knowing what's really going on, if it inspires you to take action, then what greater gift can you give somebody?
And so there's this like complete sharing, intergenerational protest and direct democracy experience here. Thanks very much, guys, and enjoy the scene.
Oh,
I mean, it's just beautiful
here.
Out here. There's
great.
So much good energy. So much good energy.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Everything else is just a matter.
it's just a matter?
Everything else is just matter.
Yeah, not energy, but matter. I get you, literally. Okay, I need to change out tapes here.
Army of the rich! 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 Army of the rich!
Oh yeah!
Why the chicken costume?
Well, because both Al and George are chicken. Al Gore will debate Bush, but he will not debate Ralph Nader. So,
is it because he's comfortable with Bush?
Yeah, I mean Bush is afraid to debate Gore, so. But I guess they got the questions ahead of time, so.
They got the questions ahead of time, so they have it all well rehearsed.
Oh yes.
Well, you look.
That's what we get. Well rehearsed press releases. Well rehearsed democracy.
Well rehearsed democracy, as opposed to direct democracy.
This is it. This is freedom here.
Right here. All right. Well, thanks a lot. You look
Thank
great
you.
In your costume.
Get to the
protesters have just moved the barricades onto the other side of the road, which is a good, like what, 50 feet or so? Like how big is this roadway? We've got like four lane roadway that protesters have just moved the barricades across from, which is quite successful. You know, they've only been able to move the barricades like 20 feet, and now we've got a good like 4-lane roadway that they've moved the barricades across. It looks like the cops are, let's come over on this end. It looks like the cops are, I'm right here. Looks like the cops don't appreciate the move, but they're not really trying to initiate moving them back.
No, you're not going over there.
I wanted to talk to those people. I'm not stupid. The cops are yelling at each other, saying, "This is the barricade, this is the barricade." So what do you think? They moved it across 4 lanes of roadway.
Say it again?
They moved the barricade across 4 lanes of roadway. What do you think? Pretty successful?
I guess. What are they trying to do, though? Barricade who in?
The cops away from us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I think it's powerful that they've moved off of the park area here, the grass park area here, and onto the roadway, because this is where we've been blocked from all day. You know, we've been blocked from this access.
You're from UMass.
No, actually, I'm not. But I was out at the UMass rally, and I heard about their issues. They shut down campus for 2 days. Are you from UMass?
No, I'm from Skidmore. So I don't know much about it. I know that they shut down the campus. Sucks.
Yeah, they shut down the campus. But this looks, I mean, I think this is very positive, because what time is it, do you know?
Probably around 11.
Probably around 11, because the debates, we just saw the debates on TV.
All right, quarter to 11.
Quarter to 11, yeah. So apparently the debates are still somewhat in process.
Really?
So Gore and Bush are still inside that building.
Are
the debates still going on?
I'm not sure. I don't know if they're an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Okay, I thought it was an hour and a half, but I just saw it on TV there like 10 minutes ago. Someone's got a little portable TV. So I guess they're still going on.
They maybe did commercials, because it's like corporate sponsored.
Yeah, they probably had to. So maybe an hour and a half of... somebody said that, you know, here we have rehearsed democracy, here we have direct democracy. Isn't that great? I think that's a great quote. Who are you working for?
I'm a legal observer with the National Lawyers.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a reporter. So we've actually moved the gates over four lanes, and it looks pretty damn successful.
Ralph the Big! Ralph the Big!
Great job. 4 lanes of roadway. You brought the barricades across. Just an excellent job. You know, they're still inside of there. Gore and Bush are still inside of there. Are you hoping to, like, maintain the street to keep them from coming out?
You know what we're hoping to. It's pretty much wacky right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is all in process, you know.
Hey, look
who's back.
What's that?
We're up their shields, and all of the IMC video crew and other video people are moving up closer, which is positive to see, to know that we'll get coverage of this. I'm not going anywhere.
Thank you.
actually moving the barricade 4 lanes. We moved it 4 car lanes over, successfully moving it over. It's been blocking us in into the grassy area all night, and people have moved it 4 lanes over. This is wonderful because the Gore and Bush, the two corporate candidates, are still inside, and we're still out here, so this is just wonderful. Like the band out here? I mean, this is unusual, I think, for a street protest, don't you?
Yes.
You like it?
Yes.
Right through our shit. Are they blocking any cars up there?
What?
Are they blocking any cars up there that are trying to get out?
I think at this moment they're just blocking police cars.
Oh, no!
They're just blocking police cars?
I'm sure. I can't see for sure, though.
Okay. But well, we've got the whole 8 lanes to ourselves.
Yeah.
Reclaim the street.
Good, huh?
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, I would like to think so. Yeah, I came up here not expecting it to get out of hand, but since it did, hell, why not join in on the festivities?
Exactly. Why not help out, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, it looks like it's ours. This is the kind of democracy you want to see in this country?
Well, I want to see, if any democracy, a direct democracy, not a representative democracy.
Or not a rehearsed democracy like what's in there?
Uh-huh. I think if there's going to be a debate, we should have a debate and not elect people to have a debate for us. And especially not elect people to have a debate for us if companies like Verizon and different interest groups like that support them and give them money.
Yeah.
I, for one, do not support those companies, so why should they support the candidate that I would choose?
So you don't support AT&T, you don't support Anheuser-Busch?
I don't support any multinational companies. I've tried my hardest to cut down as much as possible because I don't believe in capitalism, and they're some of the most supporters of capitalism make it work.
So is this kind of prove things for you that, you know, America can uprise, can perform successful insurrections in the streets?
Well, I think it can, and a lot more people are getting a lot more active. Like, I was in D.C. during the IMF World Bank demos in April. I was in Philadelphia during the Republican Convention, and those two demos really inspired me a lot. And I heard about what's going on in Prague just last week on September 26th, and they had 12,000 people out there, and they were fearing for the delegate's safety, and I think that's really inspiring.
So maybe we can, as people come out, intimidate them as well.
Yeah, I think we can intimidate them. I think we are intimidating them right
now.
Yeah. I think they can hear this fucking guardrail getting banged when they're having the debate.
Totally.
I'm sure they're mocking us in there, but at least they're mocking us and not ignoring us.
Exactly. Are you looking for open debates? That's one of the main themes of all these protests here in the streets, is to open up the debates to third parties.
Because I, for one, don't think capitalism can be reformed or debated. So I would rather want a revolution, but, I mean, for an alternative now, I would rather see open debates.
Yeah.
But as a whole, I think debate should be something that when a problem arises, you should debate about it then and not make dates to have it.
Exactly. So you have some long-term goals.
Yes.
And you have here and now.
Yep.
And so we're doing it right now.
Well, I'm showing solidarity because a lot of the things that they're doing I agree with. Maybe not like their idea of a perfect revolution, but there are ways of getting there I agree with.
All right. Well, it looks like we've reclaimed the streets. Let's go check this out.
Hell yeah. I'm going to go check it.
All right. You guys want to come?
Yes.